Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Tangier Island is in trouble.
Tangier is my home and I love it, you see, but we are slowly washing away.
These elementary schoolers summed it up in song for an Army Corps of Engineers video. The Chesapeake Bay is reclaiming Tangier the same way it's taken back quite a few neighboring islands. Whether it's a matter of climate change or simple erosion, that's still a point of contention. Either way, it's happening. But Ali Maslowski with the Virginia Public Access Project tells us not everyone on Tangier is giving up.
They're interested in this idea that another island in Maryland that is undergoing the same changes as Tangier is now, they use this material from the floor of the Chesapeake Bay to rebuild the landmass of the island.
What they're talking about is soil that's regularly dredged out of the bay's shipping channels. It was used to save Maryland's Poplar Island. Ali, some on Tangier are hopeful about this, others not so much.
They might be kind of skeptical, at least some of the people that live on Tangier, of just the federal government's involvement and having to get action from Congress and then federal and state funds. The image in the story right now is just a really quickly constructed map by the Army Corps of Engineers. So, yeah, this would be a long way off, I think, after studies and funding are approved.
As you note, it would require acts of Congress and the General Assembly and perhaps about $1 billion, so some skepticism is understandable. And if it did happen, Tangier still wouldn't be as it was before.
It would be a lot bigger than it is now, and a lot of the area that would be added to it would be used for wildlife. And that's what the Poplar Island project in Maryland was built to be, a wildlife sanctuary as well. That would be the path they would have to take for this to get underway.
Step one would be a study. Currently, there's no money available for that. This story was in the Virginian Pilot, written by Dave Mayfield. Allie, in our next story, Virginia ABC stores can now sell Everclear. So let's start with a basic question. What's Everclear?
Everclear is a 151 proof alcohol, so it's a higher alcohol content than most, I guess, all others that are sold in Virginia. And Virginia was one of two states that hadn't legalized selling it.
There's also a 190 proof version, but 151 will be the limit in Virginia. Still, that makes it 75% alcohol, whereas 90 proof whiskey, by comparison, is just 45%. And they're not going to stock Everclear everywhere.
ABC decided not to carry Everclear in stores within 3 miles of colleges and universities because that was a big concern about having this high alcohol content and how college students might abuse it. So the state took that cautionary measure of not having it close to college campuses.
Authority to sell Everclear will be renewed, or not, in 5 years. During that time, the state will take a close look at its effects. Graham Mumar wrote this story in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Ali Maslowski is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.